كوربوس على لماتي على بكوش على لباتاتي سكوربوس على لبانتي على لبوسوني هي كوربوس على شالا لباتي على لبوسوني تيب كوربا باشا سوربوس كاتشي على God is good, isn't he? Thank you, Father. In the same attitude of praise and worship and reverence, we're going to honor God with our giving tonight. And it's okay because it's the same thing. It's part of the same flow. It's not disruptive. It's a part of worship. So I don't want to say too much. Just get it ready. Get it when you got it. Stand up. I've got these envelopes for you. If you're giving by cash, I've got offering envelopes for you. If you'd like one, you can raise your hand. All right. Got it, just stand up with it and lift it up to God. Offer it, it's your offering, it's your blessing to God. He's wonderful. We have the opportunity to bless Him with what He's blessed us with. Amen. Let's just lift that to God. Father, we just give this to You, Father, out of the attitude of love and appreciation for all that You've done for us, Father, all that we haven't deserved, all the blessings that just keep coming, Father, all the good things that You have in store for us, Father. We thank You for every last one of them, and we honor You tonight in obedience with our finances that You've entrusted us with, that You've made us stewards over. And we thank You, Lord, that as we're faithful with what we have today, we will be faithful over so much more. In Jesus' name, I thank You that You're multiplying what everybody has in this room, that no one's going back, but we're going forward in You. In Jesus' name, I thank You. Thank You, Father. Amen. Let's bring it up. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, we're living in the last days. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you are in sync with God? If you're not in sync with God, guess who you're in step with? The devil. Every moment out of the spirit is a moment in the wrong direction. And, you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time to, you know, we look at these days. These are the last and evil days, and we got to walk with some type of certainty. Amen. Amen. And with a mission and with a purpose, because God wants to get a lot done. Amen. How many know that God wants to do something?
Amen.
I have several things that... Hallelujah. That I would like to share with you. I don't believe you can hang with it all. Everybody say the fruit of the Spirit. Just go to Ephesians chapter 5. These are the kind of days that we're living in today, that we need to walk in this type of grace and this type of anointing. One of the things that we realize, before you even do that, you can go to Ephesians chapter 4 and look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23. That ye put off, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22. Some say put it off. The former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness. Look at someone and tell them it's time to change your mind. Amen. And walk in the spirit of God. Now with that, you're not going to be able to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. This thing, you know, we read so many things in the Bible and we just make religion out of it, and we don't ever really take those things seriously. It's time that we start to walk out some of these biblical truths, amen, and see them manifest. Because Brother Jesse and I were just talking today about some of the things that the Lord is doing. It's mind-blowing. God is right on schedule, and he's right in sync with his agenda. Amen. Amen. This is what you got to have deep down on the inside of yourself in order to make it in these days. Jesus is coming. Do you hear me? The King is coming. And God is doing everything he's got to do to get his people ready. Amen. For his appearing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Go on even to 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, everybody say praise God, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and some teachers, for a specific reason and for a purpose. You got to understand what this is all about. God wants not only for you to be saved, thank God. You know, he wants you to be saved and walk in the fullness and walk in his power. But if he just wanted you to go to glory the moment you got saved, he could have taken you out. But he chose, amen, by his grace and by his mercy to keep you here. And if he kept you here, he kept you for a reason. You're not here trying to work out, you know, trying to get more holy and all these other things. You're here for a purpose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God wants to use you to do something. Period, point blank. And you're not going to be able to be used to do what God wants you to do unless you have revelation of the Word of God. There is an agenda. Somebody say an agenda. And the agenda of the fivefold ministry offices is nothing more but to minister to you, to teach you, to keep you under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you might fulfill your purpose and your call, that God might be able to get out of you everything that he wants to get out of you and use you for his glory and use you for his purpose. How many of you receive ministry? How many of you just receive ministry and you open your eyes and you find out? Jesse and I were talking today. This could go on, so I don't want to do that. I'm going to stop in about 20 minutes. Is that okay? And I promise you I will do that. Rita, you got me? One of the things that we've noticed, we found another sister in our church that was here that received the Lord. Somebody say, thank God for that. Passed away about a month ago. Only, I guess, she must have been about 32 years old. Went on to be with Jesus. And it really did something within my heart when I heard about that. You know, because, you know, this is a smaller type body, isn't it? And in our ministry, I'm sorrowful in my heart or thinking, oh, we can't afford to lose anybody else. But just what shocks me is how many people we have in front of our face that God wants to use us for a specific time, for a specific purpose. That this ministry, you know, that there are already people on the other side. Somebody say, thank God. I mean, we got a lot of people on the other side of the gate right now just because of one service. And I heard something in my spirit. Y'all can call me crazy if you want to. I don't give a rip. But you know, when I was praying, I was just believing God because I was praying and thinking about some things. You know, the Lord said, just one service. He said, one service when my glory is, one service when my presence is. People have come in there and they're never the same again. He said, if you can just get them in the door and let them see my glory, let them see my face, they'll never let my face go. There are some people that will be around this place, amen. If you're around here for a long period of time, you're here to work. You're here to serve God, period. Point blank. You're not here waiting to die. You're here to serve God and bring others to life. Amen. So that his precious children, his precious seed, those that, you know, there's some people out there that God really wants. And God, I'm reminded again, someone that you brought, right? That came here at one time, you know, that are no longer with us today. In this ministry, we get so many people in final days. Don't you take to be, you're a final days person. You're going to be here for a long time. But we deal with a lot of people in final days just in strange ways that, you know, God just ups the dose so they can get to know him a little bit better, right? And I want us all to have the same mindset that if God's using us, and he is, you know, it's not if God is doing it or not. He is. We meet so many people that only have like months. And these are not people that are sick. Some of these people, I could see it if we just had a ministry to the sick or to people that were terminal. You could sense that. But that's not the case in areas that God has used us so many times to give Jesus to people. And they get him for just a short amount of time. And they go on to be with Jesus. So if God is moving in that arena and God is moving in that area, we need to be serious about it. Amen. If God is using us to bring his children over to him and to love them, I'm not saying that's the total scope of the ministry, but that's some of it. Amen. We need to get focused and stop being so stupid. We need to get over our stuff. You know, some of us around here, you know, we need to get over junk. And I'm going to tell it like it is, whether you want to hear it or not. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting, somebody say perfecting, of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Because someone like Leslie, somebody might come in here, have one service. You hear what I'm saying? See, we all think that we want to get together and get our ministry together. We're going to get in sync and learn and do everything we want to do. So 5 years from now, 4 years from now, we get to have a good church. Isn't that nice? We want to build a church, and sooner or later, we can probably be about the size of Lakewood. That's wonderful, but thank God for it. But some people don't have that 5 years while you're waiting to build your big church. Some people had some people received Jesus on your bad day. Oh, glory to God. It's time to get right with it and time to get real with it. You have no idea what God is using you for and the people you know. Amen. You have no idea the people you know. You have no idea the power of your witness. Amen. We play so many games like we just take things so lightly. This is a serious thing. And people need Jesus. These are the last and evil days, whether you imagine it or not. We need to walk with our eyes open and our hearts open to Jesus. Amen? So that we can understand what's going on. So the ministry is there to perfect the saints. And this is one of the things, when you hear a teaching like this, is this a chewing out? No, this is a teaching. This is a perfecting, letting people know, open your eyes, God wants to use you. Open your eyes, God wants to use you for somebody. You have no idea who's out there. So I say, thank God. We all get, listen, until we all come into the unity, everybody say unity, of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfect man, unto the measure, stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be henceforth no more children, somebody say no more children, tossed to and fro and carried by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, that is the head, even Christ. Two things you need to really hold dear to you and get this in your spirit. Get it. One, everybody must be saved. And after you get saved, you want to be used of God, but you're not going to be able to be used by God until you are what? Changed. God has got to do a work in us. He has to come in us and he has to renew our mind and change your mindset that he might be able to use you. How many of you let God use you? Amen. Your old junk has got to go. My old junk has got to go. God's, these are the last days. God wants to use us. We don't have time to have hang-ups. Amen. Amen. It's no time to say, I don't like this people group. I don't like that person group. Amen. I can't put up. These are the last days. We've got to put all that stuff aside and get the mind of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Someone to say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if you want to walk in this, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. This thing is a little bit more complex than we actually get it. Not only are we called to minister to the saints that are here, amen, but there's also people that need to be saved. People that need to be saved and get to the knowledge of Jesus. It says this. Let no corrupt, somebody say no corrupt, communication proceed out of your mouth. It's very simple. Shut up. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Why are we teaching like this and teaching really clearly? Because we might have some more Leslies. We might have some more Jacks. We might have some more Joyces. Amen. We might have some more of the little girl that sang on the worship team. You know, somebody might need to hear a word that morning. You know, you never know what goes down. Somebody might need to hear a word. Amen. And the word they might need to hear is you lifting up Jesus and say, hey, you can make it. God's your help. He's your supply. But instead, they hear corrupt communication. That's why we'll give an account for every idle word, because you never know how powerful your words are. Never know how powerful your deeds and how powerful your actions are. I've gotten to the point that even in a thing like this, you never know. We need to learn this. Listen, this could be the last time. Somebody say amen. Especially with all, I'm not trying to put people in fear, but we need to wake up and discern the times. By the last days, things will get worse and worse and worse, but the church, things will get brighter and brighter and brighter and more glorious and more glorious. But the devil is out there trying to kill everybody he can kill. Do you hear what I'm saying? He's trying because he knows that Jesus is on the way. Amen. He understands those things. He's able to discern the times quicker than we are. He's already started. He's already shifted gears. He said, I better get busy and kill as many as I can kill before he gets here. And church people aren't able to discern the times. We haven't discerned the times and said, look at somebody and say, it's harvest time.
It's harvest time.
Period. It's not running time. It's not afraid time. It's time. Somebody say it's time to go to work. Time to put on Jesus and save as many souls as you can. In the last days, there will be a great inpouring of souls. And a lot of those souls that we get, amen, will have about 3 weeks. Amen. But thank God for the 3 weeks. Thank God for the 2 years. Amen. For the short time. But we've got to be serious about it and get them addicted to Jesus while we have that opportunity. Amen. But we're not going to do that when we're so stuck on being the way that we are. Say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifies, that it may minister grace. Somebody say grace. Unto the hearers. Thank you, Jesus. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. But let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I better not hear another negative thing come out of anybody's mouth. Somebody say amen. I thought we had a little bit more time than we actually did. Amen. Sometimes we get in this thing that's really hard until we learn how to walk in righteousness, how to walk in holiness. You know, we got these little habits, but you got to renew yourself to that. After a while, it's time just to grow up. And someone say, well, why are you being so hard? Because I know people have been in the church for 20 years and never grew up, still doing the same stuff they've done forever. Why? Because nobody got in their face and just said, stop it. Somebody say, praise God. He didn't ask you to stop it. You know, after a while, you can teach and teach and teach and teach. Don't do that, Johnny. Do it again here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. The days are evil. Amen. And we need to redeem the time. Somebody say, redeem the time. Listen, for we were sometimes, go to Ephesians chapter 5. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says this, Ephesians chapter 5. It's time to get ready. It's time to get right. It's time to get busy about the work of God. It's time to get busy about the work of God and the things of God. You should have already figured it out. I'm still trying to figure it out in my head. No, it should already be figured out. Amen. It's time to go to war. Amen. Time to get right about it. Amen. God's proven himself. This thing is real. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Listen. You used to be like everybody else that did every other kind of thing, but now you're different. Walk in the light as God has given you light. Walk in that light. Amen. Stop choosing to walk in darkness. When God's revealed some things in you, the word, but that's right. His word is life and his word is light. When you've been taught the right way, amen, walk in it. Somebody say amen. Amen. God, if God's, listen, people, we choose to walk in darkness. We choose to play faith. When we can play faith by looking at the word of God and say, the word of God said this is the right way, walk in it. We can walk in that, and that's walking in light. There are so many people that know what is right, but we always make excuses to do wrong. Walk in the light. Amen. Somebody look at somebody and say, walk in the light. Basic walk in the light things. See, we got things that are rampant, not just in this house, but all over the body of Christ. People get away with stuff and people do all kinds of stuff. People are disfranchised, like we were saying, and let the devil have his way. Amen. They're scattered and homeless. Amen. Going through changes. Amen. 6 months, still haven't found a church home. Come on. Come on. Somebody say, walk in the light. Certain things we want to make excuses. Think, no, people just need to get right and get with God. Amen. These are lasting evil days. All right. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no, somebody say, have no,
have no
fellowship with the what kind of works? What kind of works? What do you mean? What kind of works? Unfruitful works. See, there are certain people that are trying to get fruitful. See, it's no time to be trying to get fruitful. Amen. It's time to walk in the Spirit and let the anointing of the Holy Ghost die to the flesh and start to let the Spirit come alive and let fruit start to come out. Amen. Some people can't be fruitful because they're too busy being bitter. Right. Some say have no fellowship. With unfruitful works of darkness. But rather do what? What does the Bible say? No, we want to play with them. You know, we want to do all these other things. The Bible says, listen, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but reprove them. Let them know you need to get it right. Somebody say, these are the last and evil days. This is the last time I'm going to teach this. I'm going to teach it real strong. Not unless God specifically tells me to go to this area. I can't say it, I won't again. Amen. But I'm going to nail it once and for all. Clear myself. Amen. So I can say, listen, I told you. Amen. So it's not blamed on me. Amen. Found out when you get these people checking out like that, I said, I better make sure everybody needs to know everything they need to know. Yes. You go out there messing around with unfruitful people that call themselves saved, don't act saved. Amen. Hallelujah. You mess with fire, you're going to get burnt. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You go get caught up with somebody that's going to be questioning this mess that God's telling us to get out of it, you're going to lose it. It cracks me up. People get out there and entertain the devil, go get beat up and say, come bail me out. Well, better to walk in righteousness and walk in the light and walk in the word till you don't get to the place where you have to be bailed out. So I'm going to say, live right, walk right, stay in the word, stay in worship, stay in church, watch your mouth. Somebody say, glory to God. We're teaching us these things. Listen, we're teaching these things so that we can just walk like God wants us to walk. I'm trying to teach these things so we can walk, first of all, and then start to affect somebody else's life.
Amen.
For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Don't even let it go across your lips. Somebody say, don't even talk about it. But the things that are reproved are manifest by the light. For what so doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleeps. See, we're sleeping, think that that this is not a new day that God is doing. Somebody say, wake up. Look at somebody and say, wake up. Wake up. It's time to wake up. If you're still doing the same thing you were doing last week, you're asleep. If you still got the same mindset, the same mental attitude, your same games, all that stuff, you're asleep. It's time to wake up. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's time to wake up out of our slumber and put on righteousness and put on godliness. Amen. People are dreaming, thinking that it's not the last day. But reality will soon come. But awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen. And this is a very powerful scripture right here. This is what everybody needs to get in there. And this is where I want to go. I talked all those things so that you can do this. Redeeming the time, because the days are what? What am I saying? Redeeming the time for what reason? What do we do in evil days? We redeem time. We use as much of that time. We use every opportunity that God puts in front of us. Amen. Because the days are evil. So we say it's time to consider time. See, we think we got all the time in the world. We have time to get down in the dump. You know, we get time to go on another tangent. Let me tell you what, it's no time to have another tangent. It's time to get right with God. Amen. It's not time to go through the same stuff. We need to wake up out of our sleep and wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. I need a wake-up call here. People are checking out. God's calling saints home. Buildings are collapsing. Bombs are going off. Anthrax all over the place. Come on, it's time to redeem the time. I used to could go off and do my own little thing, but now I got to start to think a little bit differently. Holy Ghost, what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to say today? Where do you want me to walk? Things will never be the way they used to be. But we still want to stay asleep and think, hey, it'll go just back to where it was. No, let me tell you what. These are the last of the last of the evil days. And saints need to wake up. You hear what I'm saying? Saints need to wake up and start to redeem that time. We let weeks go by before we start to really obey the Holy Ghost. Oh, revival will come tomorrow. I'll put it off tomorrow. I'll put off my prayer life tomorrow. I'll put off my witnessing tomorrow. God, I know you want me to do this, but I'll wait. Listen, the days are evil. Redeem the time. Every day is so special. There is something on me. I was up all night long 2 nights ago. Why? Because the days are evil. Why? Was I up worrying? No, the people need the word of God. I was burning CDs. Burning CDs so that we can get the word out there. Somebody might need to hear something. Amen. Hungry that, how are we going to have a revival when there's no word? We got to preach the word and teach the word. We got everything else in our mouth but the word of God. And I tell you what, the days are evil and they're so short. When are we going to start? Only people we get in the gates are the ones that just slip in. Redeeming the time because of the days of evil. Therefore, be not unwise. Look at somebody and say, don't be unwise. Let me tell you what, don't be stupid. Some people are just doing dumb things. I'm not talking about anybody in here. I'm not talking about anybody, but there are a lot of saints all over the community, all over the body of Christ, even in this city, that are just stupid. They don't discern the times. Let me tell you what, there was all this division in our nation between this group and that group and all this other stuff, but when this bomb happened, everybody came together and they did what they had to do. But in the body of Christ, people haven't seen that yet. They haven't gotten over their junk yet. See, they still got their little hang-ups. They still got their problems. You know what I'm saying? We can wave a flag, but it's time to say, listen, we need to wake up and put our differences aside, put our issues aside, and stop being unwise and do what is right because the days are evil. You're going to stand before God. You're going to stand before God. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will, somebody say, what the will of the Lord is. And stop playing games with it. Stop playing games with the will of the Lord. You know what God wants to do with your life. Go on and be obedient with it. It's foolish to have God say one thing to you and you just say, well, I'm just going to try this, I'm going to try that, and I'm not talking about anything, you know, I'm not going there, amen. But listen, be wise. These are the last and evil days. It's time to follow the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's the only one that knows what's going on. Amen. 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 You better know what the will of God is for your life and fulfill it. And every day sow to the will of God. Don't let a day go by that you don't sow to the will of God. If God told you to be a worship leader, you need to be singing and practicing every day. Amen. God told you to preach the gospel, you need to be either preaching the gospel or sowing the word in some kind of way. God told you to pray, do it. Amen. Don't put off tomorrow what you should be doing today, because tomorrow it never does come. The only thing you have is today, and all you have is right now. And so many people are prophetically in a loony land. What do you mean prophetic loony land? No, you're here today. You need to walk in faith. Be not unwise, but understand what the will of God is. Thank you, Jesus. Have an understanding about what the will of God is for your life and submit and surrender to it. You know, all this thing that we're thinking about tonight, we're dwelling on tonight, I'm just sitting up here saying, God, you're doing something in our life. You're using us for something. You're using us. Therefore, that's the will of God for my life. That we have services that, you know, where the presence of God is, where we have to be real blunt. Amen. Or, you know, where we don't have, you know, some people, you can go, they just take you through a long scope. You get here, you just get the whole thing all at once. You get an experience. Because that's the will of God for our life. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, But be ye filled. Somebody say filled. Somebody say be filled with the Spirit. In evil days, God wants us to be filled with the Spirit. And so much, and so often, instead of us being filled with the Spirit, we're filled with all other junk. Look at somebody and say, what are you filled with right now? What are you filled with? So you got to know what the will of God. This is how you walk. And I thank God that some of us are, that, you know, that we're getting to that point where we're walking in that. Where we're walking with understanding, you know, understanding what God wants to do with us. And we're focused with that. And we're walking in and understanding what the will of God is. Making the most of every opportunity that God sets before us. Speaking to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks unto Him, unto God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord. Somebody say, thank God. Say, thank you, Jesus. Those three things. You have to have an understanding. These are things that we always stand on strong here in this ministry, in this church. An awareness what the fivefold ministry is called for and what they're called to do. Amen. And a responsibility. That every saint has a responsibility. Especially in evil days. Find out what God wants to do with your life. And fulfill it. And don't be unwise. Close your eyes, and I want you to think about this. Praise God. If this word any of those points, God wants you to walk in wisdom. So many people say, nothing's going on in my life right now. I don't understand. My life's just at a gridlock right now. Nothing's really opening up. Maybe it's because you're trying to go in the wrong direction. Time to submit to what God wants to do. Maybe you've been living your life not really understanding from a biblical perspective or from a spiritual perspective what day this is and what hour this is. You've been sleeping when you need to be awakened. Sitting on dormant ministries, sitting on responsibilities. There are some people that decide each week, I'm going to go on this rabbit trail, I'm going to go on that rabbit trail, I'm just going to be off this week. One day you're going to get off and stay off. Time to walk in the light as Jesus is in the light. With everything that's in my heart, with everything that's in my spirit, I would tell you to submit to God. Can't nobody tell you what God wants you to do with your life personally? You have got to see that, and you've got to know that. And don't let nobody else tell you what God wants to do in your life when they're not doing what God wants them to do in their life. But submit to that. Submit to the will of God for your life, and don't be lazy in following out the plan of God. Let God's Spirit flow through you. Let His anointing flow through you, that you would be effective. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost for about 3, 4, 5 minutes. All about an Easter. The King is coming. 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 All about an Easter. Oh, Rabbi, da 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 The King is coming. The King is coming. The King is coming. Don't let the devil put you asleep. Stay alive. Stay on your ministry. Stay focused. Stay in sync. Make up your mind how you want to walk. The King is coming. My God. This thing is real. It's not a joke. This thing is real. This thing is real. I sense in my spirit, you know, just this urgency. And it's not just because somebody passed away. It doesn't have anything to do with that. I sense it. I said, you better be real about this thing, too. Don't be playing no games. Hallelujah. I just sense it and I discern it in my spirit. I sense it and I discern it in my spirit that God's speaking this word out to his people. And he's speaking to you right now. I just discern that. I just discern and I discern it in my spirit. Yeah, there's a wave coming through this place. Time to get careful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God moved on us before this whole thing started, before this whole season flipped. Before this whole thing flipped, God said, get into prayer. Get into the Spirit of God. 2 days before this thing even started, he said, I want y'all to be in prayer and call a revival. And some people had an attitude about revival. You didn't understand that God knows what's coming. And God knows what he wants to do and how he wants us to respond. And some people still haven't got it in their head. This thing is real. You better make up your mind. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve and how you're going to serve. If you're going to serve God, you're going to serve him with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. It's time to walk forward or do whatever you got to do. In the last days, there'll be a great falling away. Be a great falling away. But those that know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits because they're going to make up in their mind it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Wake up. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Wake up, church. Wake up, saints. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Wake up in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing. There's a grace. The devil wants to. There are souls out there at stake. There are souls at stake. There are hearts at stake. Glory to God, but there's an anointing on you. There's a word that abides in you. There's a power that abides in you to make a difference. To make a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my high. Time to get on it. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to get on it. Time to get on those relatives. Glory to God. Time to get on those relatives. Stop playing games, glory to God, and start speaking the truth in love. Hallelujah. Start flowing in the anointing of God. These are the last and evil days. You hear what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And time to keep a consistent message. Time to keep a consistent message. Time. And some of you need to expose phonies. Yeah, some of your relatives aren't saved because they're phonies around. You need to expose the phonies and say, listen, I know what the real thing is. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. It's 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 time for people to stretch themselves, to stretch themselves, to stretch themselves. And do what God wants them to do. And stop being so self-focused. Souls, in the name of Jesus. Time to help people. Time to help people. Time to help people. See? Some people you need to teach. Hallelujah. Thank you to your help. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We submit to the plan of God. We honor it. We submit to the plan of God. We honor it. We submit to the plan of God. We honor it in the name of Jesus. Miracle about to take place. Miracle about to take place. Miracle about to take place. There's a miracle about to take place. It's about to come on. It's about to come on. It's about to come on. Hallelujah. There's a miracle about to take place. Hallelujah. There's a miracle about to take place. There's a miracle about to take place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. There's some people that appear to be dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're concerned about where they are spiritually, but there's a miracle about to take place. There's a miracle about to take place. There's some people that are in spiritual gridlock. There are some people in a spiritual gridlock, but the power of the Holy Ghost is coming, and it's going to break that yoke, and it's going to break that bondage and set that captive free in the name of Jesus. Deliverance is on the way. I prophesy and I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Release, devil, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, a stronger dose of the Holy Ghost. A stronger dose of the Holy Ghost. A stronger dose of the Holy Ghost. I'm not just desiring it. I'm speaking it and prophesying it. A stronger dose of the Holy Ghost. A stronger dose of the Holy Ghost. A new anointing. A new anointing. A new anointing. A new anointing. A fresh anointing. A new anointing. A fresh anointing. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing that will destroy the yoke. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will destroy the yoke. Filled, glory to God, filled in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God. Rex, pray for your brother. God told you, get up and stretch those hands, and you curse every devil over his life, and you claim his salvation right now in the name of Jesus. You get every wicked witness away from him in the name of Jesus. Shut up the liars in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against him going to prosper. Set him free. Glory to God. Pray. Glory to God. Pray. Glory to God. Pray. Break those bondages. Break those yokes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to go in this direction tonight, but there was a scripture that was so loud in my heart. Now I understand it. Now I understand it. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. Receive ye a violent anointing in the name of Jesus to get what you need in God's name. That miracle needs to take place now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it does. There's a miracle. There's a miracle. There's a miracle. Be faithful with it. Thank you, Father. Miracles. Miracles in the name of Jesus. Get that. Miracles in the name of Jesus. Get that. Miracles in the name of Jesus. Get it. Miracles in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. It's all right. Pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let it be. Let it be in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Haramahura de Hasidaha. Ramananuhuste Bakarahuna and he said a Katabaha. Precatera do Lusti Kanamada Hatta de Gustaraha. Precatera do Rusa Badahandaha. Bring it at a little hotter Bahanda Hashaha. Bracatera do Ushi de Bahanda Hasaraha. Bracatera do Lustana Mahanda de Baharaha. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sacrifice. Rakotose in him. Suprepetu in him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Ooh. Oh, Father. Father, Father. Father, Father. Father, Father. Ooh, Father, Father. Oh, Father, Father. Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Help. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Oh, Father, Father, Father. London, the new Shaleman, the new Ushid, the Lababalu, Ushid, and the Hidden. Hallelujah. Oh, Lagrabada, the Ushin, and the Kosabra Hashini. Oh, Shana Honahai. Oh, Shana Lahana Hanaha. Oh, Shana Lahana, the Hushid, who had a sinky to Hanaha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That thing you saw. Yeah. That thing you saw that was supposed to happen in September. It is the miracle that God is taking place. Hallelujah. It's greater than that. You don't think I took that word serious. You just thought I let it go and didn't take it serious. You don't listen to anything I say, whatever else it is. But that word was from the Holy Ghost, and I held it in my heart, and it shall manifest. It shall manifest. It shall manifest in the name of Jesus. A new and fresh anointing. It's not enough. It's too much to rest on one. It's too much to rest on one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I'm here. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Sota teketamahana. Come here. Hallelujah. Just stand right there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hikono mandado stele bada do stele bada to sinna hijigidaha. Randa do lubande lubovrestiketanahandaha. Listen, there's a wave of the Holy Ghost, and some of you others need to catch this. There's a wave of the Holy Ghost coming at a dimension and a level that will blow the minds of many, and they will short certain people out. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you're going to have an anointing to hold on to them, because we need that grace and we need that anointing. We need that grace and we need that anointing. Amen. People are going to have their mind blown. They're going to be in confusion. And God's called you for ministry. He's called you for ministry. And it's time to get ready and go forward in what he called you to do. Like with this young lady, she might be confused with all the things that are going on tonight. She doesn't understand. And unless somebody gets there and explains what the anointing of the Holy Ghost is and does it with a burden. Amen. Hallelujah. The miracle won't happen. So Father, I got... Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Get up here right now. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You said evangelism. Go for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What are you waiting for? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Rabada sipra to turvet and dikashen and imuvraha. Prepepata sana hushileha. Prefandoko sabre to shidehanda helehuva. Ratachuman hiyaha. Yiko samaha. Have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. ha, 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 fire! Hallelujah. Thank God, 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 thank God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. See, we want to turn it down, but we got to follow the Spirit. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. I'm burning up the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rex, God wants you full. He wants you full. He wants you full. He wants you full, full, full. And he's telling me right now he can do much more than what's going on in your life right now. And he's about to turn it loose. He's about to turn it loose. He's about to, oh, glory, get up here in the name of Jesus. There are some things that are opening up. There are some things that are opening up right now. There are some things that, oh, 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 you're about to come into blessing. You're about to come into blessing. You're about to come, and you better stay strong. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm more concerned right now. Listen, I'm more concerned right now that people learn to flow and function under the anointing and under the power of God than them running from the devil. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Because, listen, there's a grace about to come on, and we have to walk in the Spirit and stay in the Spirit, that we'd be faithful with that grace, that we'd be faithful with that anointing. You hear what I'm saying? That is my concern. Praise God. You know, there's miracles. Somebody say miracles. Say it again, miracles. You're drunk, aren't you? Come up here. Come up here. Come. Just get them there. Go lay your hands on them. Hallelujah. Go lay your hands on them right now in the name of Jesus. You go pray with them too. Amen. And for your daddy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Rambo Fatahanda. Those that you've been praying for, fill them with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's an anointing on you. There's an anointing on you to minister to those that you've been ministering to. Ah, my God, man, you're going to go in with a big haul. Hallelujah. Rakomo. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Langram bandi go sia. Ho, ho, ho. Ramahasi. Ha, ha, ha. He needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost to that level, amen, because that's it. Oh, something's happening. Glory to God. Come here. Open her eyes so she can see what's going on. Oh, Father, open them in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Flow in it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 The anointing is what your business is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. See, some of you need to be faithful when we flow in meetings like this to explain these things. To explain these things. To explain these things. Sister Belle, don't worry about a thing. Everything's all right, precious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Yenda sambandu seredede hushana. Rangandurulu shana handanenu ushana. Come in. Come in. Come in and be the woman that God wants you to be. Langandudu stina mungvalandi zisa doza sandahanda he. Be the woman that God wants you to be. Walk in that anointing. Don't walk back. Go forward. Stand tall. Stand tall and stand strong, because there's an anointing coming that will back up the vision that God has given you. Longuruntu stina hinshana mungvaletitusta. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. We got a busy week going on this week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many want to sow the word? Sow the word. You want to sow the word. So, ha, 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 ha. Y'all need something to happen? Do y'all get up here. Y'all need something to happen? Do you want something to happen? Come on. Hallelujah. You could come too, precious. You precious thing here. You precious thing here. Yeah, you just made your, this, you're making some changes, aren't you? Hallelujah. You're making some changes. Hallelujah. You're making some changes and everything's going to be all right. You're making some changes and everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. You're making some changes and everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, finish what you started in the name of Jesus. Ha! Receive it. There it is. There it is. It's joy unspeakable and full of. Bless her in the name of you. Be blessed, woman. Oh, do something good in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, Lundi guvata, lungi do lankana halaha, lungarandi do lamahande kalaha. Oh, I'm hearing something right now. I'm hearing something right now. I'm hearing something right now. I'm going to see if I can get it. Hallelujah. Let it out. Hallelujah. Your sister's gonna be filled with the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, brother, walk in that ministry that God has given you in Jesus' name. Be ye filled with the Holy Ghost and the power of His might. Come here. Hallelujah. Full, full. In Jesus' name, be your nose shalabahande kora. Ha ha ha. I declare a breakthrough for you this week in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A breakthrough for you this week in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Come back. Come back in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Healing. 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 Give me those hands. Hallelujah. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Hey, anybody sensing something on the inside? Or is it you? Glory to God. Come here. Come here. Give me a hallelujah. I'm not going to hurt you. Hallelujah. I'm sensing that in my spirit. What is it? Come here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fire! Come here, mama. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Put your hands right there. Glory to God. Just put your hands right there. Hallelujah. In the new Shalom Aham. Four. Hallelujah. That doesn't hurt. Hallelujah. Have you ever shouted before? You ready for the victory? Say, I got the victory. Say, I've got the victory. Say, I thank God for the victory. Woo! Stand up, sister. Thank God for the victory. Wow! Ow! Dang, not so la. Ha 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 ha. Praise God, 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 praise God. How many of you are sensing a miracle? How are you doing with all this? Isn't it weird? Somebody would help you, amen. You ever been drunk in the Holy Ghost? Come here. Hallelujah. Thank God. You don't have to fall. You don't have to fall. You can go right back to your seat. Hallelujah. Oh! Oh, Tommy. Watch this. Restoration of healing. Thank you, Jesus. Come back. Hallelujah. What was that? Did you see that? Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's coming down. What was it? Yeah. Oh, I saw the rain. I saw the rain. I saw the rain come down. I saw the rain come down. I saw the biggest drop of rain. I thought we had a leaky ceiling. I just saw the biggest drop of rain. Revival in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, glory. Burn, 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 burn. Burn, 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 burn. Get my Holy Ghost fit. Oh! Hey, Woohoo! Thank God for the rain. Thank God. Ooh, I saw rain. I saw the rain. Land of rain's falling. Oh, I saw one drop. Boy, it's big stuff. Hallelujah. Might have. Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise. Oh, ooh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Ah. Go on and be blessed. How you feel? Go on and do what the Holy Ghost is telling you to do. That's why you're laughing. Bum 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 beady bally digastan. Ha. Hey. Woo. Ha 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 Don't worry about that. Don't go see that Buddha that the boom that could have. Brandy do who shall I hide? Rakasoman who shall I bamba who she he? Who rabadas samaha? Bro rabadas samaha? Bro rabadas samaha? Bro rabadas samaha? Vrabra da da katabaha sadaha? Ragada da 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 kanam who va he? Ho he he ha. Lakra da sambro kuteta la basuko to beshene nunaha. Rakatama ni he stayed a he. Ho ho ho. Ha ha ha. Hey hey hey. Ho ho ho. Ha ha ha. La 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 la. Ho ho ho. Four. 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 Did you do what God wants you to do? Yeah, hallelujah. Go on, give him a hug, Brother Jesse. Bless his name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You need joy unspeakable and full of glory. You receive it, yes. Hallelujah. Ooh, you're hot. You need some money? You need some money? Stand up. Hallelujah. Bless! Thank you, Jesus. Watch it come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you need it? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you need a man? Ooh, Father. Ha ha ha.
Oh, my God. What are you sitting there for? Letting that woman praise God for you for? She said, wait till you see your brother do that. Hallelujah. 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 I dare you to get up from where you are and just dance. Hallelujah. I dare you just to dance. I dare you. I dare you just to have yourself a good old dance. I dare you. Dance, dance, dance. Hallelujah. I dare you. Come here. Hallelujah. You might have to help me. Come here. I know we're going to get out of here, but I dare. You know what happens when you praise? Yeah! 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 Do you have a... Chris, you got a new sound. Then come down and dance. Ha, 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 hallelujah. How many of y'all want to shout just for a moment? Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on. I dare you just to dance. Y'all ready?
Thank you.
devil. I dare you, give him a deadline. Say, you got. Say, devil, I give you. Say bye. Say bye. Say bye. Say bye this. Say before 2002, you're gonna release my seed. And they're gonna be dancing here with me. Say, I'm gonna have total deliverance in every area of my life by 2002. Both my girls gonna be full of the Holy Ghost and power. Come on. Fire! Put that notice out. Tell somebody you're gonna have total a breakthrough coming. Yeah, that's you. There's a breakthrough coming in that area. You hear me? It's a breakthrough coming in that area. There's a breakthrough coming in that area.